DeepEnglish.com. Joanne Barnaby was deep in the Canadian wilderness hunting wild mushrooms when she heard the growl of a wolf. Who was deep in the wilderness? Joanne was deep in the wilderness. What was she doing in the wilderness? She was hunting wild mushrooms in the wilderness. What did she hear in the wilderness? She heard the growl of a wolf in the wilderness. She turned to see her dog facing off with a big black wolf. Was Joanne facing off with a big black wolf? No, Joanne wasn't facing off with a big black wolf. Her dog was facing off with a big black wolf. The wolf looked skinny and hungry, but was still twice the size of her dog. Did the wolf look healthy? No, the wolf didn't look healthy. The wolf looked skinny and hungry. How big was the wolf? The wolf was twice the size of her dog. Joanne had made the near-fatal mistake of leaving her gun in her truck. What had Joanne left in her truck? Joanne had left her gun in her truck. Was this a near-fatal mistake? Yes, this was a near-fatal mistake. It was at this point that she went from being the hunter to being the hunted. Who went from being the hunter to being the hunted? Joanne went from being the hunter to being the hunted. Joanne said the wolf was smart. What did Joanne say about the wolf? Joanne said the wolf was smart. He was actually being very, very strategic in trying to separate me from my dog and wear me down. Was the wolf being strategic? Yes, the wolf was being very strategic. Was the wolf trying to separate Joanne from her dog? Yes, the wolf was trying to separate Joanne from her dog. She said, "I don't think he was strong enough to take us both on." Why didn't the wolf try to take both of them on? The wolf wasn't strong enough to take both of them on. Joanne tried many times to head back to the road where she left her truck, but each time the wolf cut her off, forcing her and her dog deeper into the forest. Where did Joanne try to head back to? Joanne tried to head back to the road where she left her truck. Who cut her off? The wolf cut her off. The sun was setting and the wolf was slowly wearing them down. Was the sun setting or rising? The sun was setting. Was the wolf slowly wearing them down or quickly wearing them down? The wolf was slowly wearing them down. They had no food and no water, and the air was so thick with mosquitoes she could barely see. Was the air thick with smoke? No, the air wasn't thick with smoke. The air was thick with mosquitoes. As she rubbed her face, her hands became red with blood and mosquitoes. Did her hands become red with blood? Yes, her hands became red with blood. Joanne and her dog soon became exhausted as the wolf pushed them deeper and deeper into the wilderness throughout the night. Who became exhausted? Joanne and her dog became exhausted. Where was the wolf pushing them? The wolf was pushing them deeper and deeper into the wilderness. Joanne is part Inuit and grew up hunting and hiking in the wilderness. What did Joanne grow up doing? Joanne grew up hunting and hiking in the wilderness. Her knowledge of the forest is what saved her life. What saved her life? her knowledge of the forest saved her life. As dawn approached, she had been on the run for 12 hours. How long had she been on the run? She had been on the run for 12 hours. She was at her breaking point when she heard the sounds of a mother bear calling its cub. Was the wolf at her breaking point? No, the wolf wasn't at her breaking point. Joanne was at her breaking point. What did she hear? She heard the sounds of a mother bear calling its cub. Joanne realized that this was her chance. What did Joanne realize? Joanne realized that this was her chance. While most people would do anything to avoid getting in between a mother bear and her cub, desperate times call for desperate measures. Would you get in between a mother bear and her cub? Do you believe that desperate times call for desperate measures? She moved toward the cub, hoping to pit the mother bear against the wolf, and that is exactly what happened. What did she move toward? She moved toward the cub. Why did she move toward the cub? She was hoping to pit the mother bear against the wolf. All of a sudden, I could hear this crashing behind me and this yelping and growling and howling, she said. Did she hear a crashing behind her? Yes, she heard a crashing behind her. I just got out of there as fast as I could from all of them, the cub, the mama bear, and wolf. What did she do next? She got out of there as fast as she could. After one of the longest and most dangerous nights of her life, Joanne and her dog emerged from the forest covered in mosquito bites but unharmed. What were they covered in? They were covered in mosquito bites. Were they unharmed? Yes, they were unharmed. Was it a short night for Joanne? No, it wasn't a short night for Joanne. It was one of the longest and most dangerous nights of her life. She said, "It would have been a short story if I had my gun." What did she say about her gun? She said, "It would have been a short story if I had my gun."